Safia Khawaja is president of the Muslim Students Association at USF. They organized what they call a fastathon. The biomedical sciences major says that homelessness is a global epidemic, and she encourages students to fast for a cause.
Muslims during the month of Ramadan, we actually fast from dawn to dusk as well, and it kind of gives us that, allows us to feel what the poor and the hungry who don't have food, what they feel like. And so along with, you know, getting students to see what that feels like, we also want to raise awareness about different causes and the people suffering all around the world. And so we also use this as a fundraiser.
Nadir Bakali is the president of Project Downtown, USF's homeless advocate organization that feeds the destitute every Friday. He says he wants to raise awareness to different causes within the community and abroad.
With all the conflict that's going on with Somalia these days and within the local community of just Hillsborough County with the homeless population, and then just the people that are unfortunate that can't get the health care and stuff like that.
Bakali is a finance major with a minor in economics. After he attended last year's one-day-long fastathon, he took every opportunity to volunteer.
I want to know that, you know, when I'm at university, a lot of people pulled a lot of strings for me to be here, whether scholarships or just grants. So I want to know that, and I can give back to the community in a different way, not just necessarily like with an education and get a job, but, you know, learn that, you know, I feel like me being in college right now, for me to help others is another way for me to learn from the whole entire experience.
Like Bakali, student Summer Adal is also fasting for a cause.
I feel lucky enough to be able to do this in the first place. I mean, if I hadn't been introduced to organizations like SUMA or MSA or Project Downtown, I might have never gotten the opportunity. And I do this because I can have dinner every night, and I can go out and get a drink of water in a minute. And other people in the world can't do that. And so I feel like it's our obligations as people, and especially as a Muslim, to go out and help people.
It is the first time for Jacqueline Calloway to attend Fastathon. She studies global citizenship and anthropology at USF.
I think that if I can live comfortably enough here and get by happily, and I could do even just a few hours out of my week to help someone else try to maintain some level of comfortability and normalcy and a full stomach, because I fasted today and I fasted before for other causes, and I know even a couple days at a time, I go crazy being hungry, and people don't have a choice sometimes, and I feel like I can help with that.
After fasting for 30 days during Ramadan, Bakali is going without food during Fastathon. He says he wants to raise awareness by doing something different.
We want to basically raise awareness for two types of causes. You know, one is just for the awareness for like how Muslims are in the United States, and kind of break that misconception of, you know, negative connotations that Muslims get. They kind of show that, you know, here we're Muslims are here, and we want to kind of spread our, you know, way of life to show the people that, you know, fasting is what we do. Fasting is like a common trend in most of, you know, religions, Christianity and Judaism as well. And at the same time, you know, the causes that we're trying to like donate for is to kind of bring up their awareness, you know, with all the events that's going on, to kind of show that everything that we're doing is connected into one.
This year, half of the donations go to Muslims Without Borders, a student-based volunteer organization. It is currently working on projects such as the restoration of Haiti and building wells in countries around the world that need clean water. The rest will be donated to local charities, Project Downtown and Red Crescent Clinic, which provides free healthcare to the underserved in the Tampa Bay area. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka.